guys. Today I'm doing the Nice to Meet You questionnaire by Little Mago. I thought that this would be a good questionnaire to start out with, so let's get started. Number one, please introduce yourself, your username, and what name you'd like to go by. Feel free to come up with an origin story. Well, hi, my name is Valkyrie XXX1, but you can just call me Val. The origin story, I don't know. I really like Thor, Ragnarok, and I just really like that movie, and I really just like anything Marvel, anything nerdy is my favorite. So I wanted to do Valkyrie because she was one of my favorite characters. Like, you know, I'm so tired. I'm sorry. I'm half asleep. The Valkyrie are so badass, and I just wanted to be badass. So that's why. Number two, are you a performer, writer, lurker, etc.? Just a performer. I cannot write scripts, man. Like, my script writing is horrible, so just a performer. Yeah. Number three, favorite musical genre, top three musical artist. Well, I am a pop girl, or like a folk, but I also really like hip-hop. I can't pick. I like all the music except for country and metal. Those are not my jam. Everything else, pretty good. Top three musical artists currently, because they change. Well, one that never changes is Coldplay. Like, I always just love Coldplay forever. I like Lana Del Rey as well, and Bon Iver is pretty good as well. Number four, what is your current favorite kink / fetish? Currently, probably just the plain old basic ass daddy kink right now. Like, it's my favorite thing. Love it so much. But we'll see, it may change. Number five, kink / fetish you would like to learn more about. I would like to learn more about the hypnosis, because that shit seems so fucking cool. Like, hypnotize me, please. It sounds so cool. It looks so cool. I want to be hypnotized. There you go. Do with that what you will. Number six, biggest pet peeve. When people don't turn, like, on their turn signal when they get in front of me while I'm driving, pisses me off. Like, they just come over real quick. Like, if you just put your turn signal on, I would have let you over, but you're just gonna cut me off like an idiot. Thanks, dude. Love it. Another one of my big pet peeves is when people are rude to, like, food service people. The other day, I was getting food on my break, from work, and this lady in front of me was like, oh my goodness, like, you guys don't know how to, like, cut this meat really well. I want to see a manager, da da da. Like, she was complaining about something that didn't need to be complained about, because that food was fine. She was just being extra. I just don't like it when people are like that. Like, I get it if, like, let's say there was, like, a bug in your food. Like, of course you talk to someone about that. Or if they gave you the wrong thing. Yeah. But she was just complaining about how it was cut. Like, lady, calm it down. And she was so rude about it. Like, if she was nicer about it, like, hey, could you guys, like, maybe not cut it this way? And I'm really sorry. Like, if she was apologetic about it and stuff, you know, whatever. I just cannot stand it when people are rude and like, you didn't do this right. I don't want it anymore. I want a refund. I want to talk to a manager. Like, just going in. And it's like, you're fighting this fight for what? For food? I just don't understand. Like, I know you choose your fights, but I don't like it. I don't like it. Number seven, favorite celebrity voice. Celebrity voice, what does that mean? I guess just, like, actors and, like, singers, I guess. I have no idea. I would have to say Ryan Reynolds. I like his voice a lot. And I prefer lower pitch voices, or like something in the middle, like kind of high, kind of low. Number 8, what ice cream flavor would your sexual preferences be? Feel free to come up with a brand new flavor. Okay. Additionally, how do you prefer your ice cream? On its own, with or without toppings, sauces, in a cone, on a waffle, etc. Oh, what ice cream flavor would my sexual preferences be? I would say I am like a chocolate vanilla swirl. Like, I like normal vanilla things, but I like to get a little, you know, have a little fun in there. So yeah, the swirl, you know? And I like to have my ice cream on its own. I don't like toppings. I feel like it takes away from the whole experience. Like, fuck sprinkles. I don't need fucking sprinkles with my ice cream. I'm not fucking 2 or 4 or whatever. I don't need sprinkles. Get your sprinkles away from me. Oh, sorry. I got really mad about the sprinkles. I like it in a cone or in a waffle or in a bowl, anywhere, you know? Number 9, what are your biggest... Oh, God, girl, I cannot say this word. I'm so stupid. What are your... what are your biggest idiosyncrasies, mannerisms, behavior, a way of thinking that makes you you? I don't even know what this means. Like, I'm so stupid. Let me see. Hold on. A mode of behavior, a way of thought, particular to an individual. I'm referring to me in the car. Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, so I had to do a quick little Google search there. I guess I would say like laughing at the wrong time, if that makes sense, or always like, I don't know. I feel like I always take the sleeves of my sweatshirts or like sweaters and put them over my hands. Like sweater paws, like I do that all the time whenever I have like a sweater or a jacket or something like that. So I guess that answered the question. I'm still confused. I'm sorry. Number 10, what do you hope to get out of GWA/GWAB? Just expression and maybe new friends. Do you want to be my friend? Please be my friend. I need friends. And just some fun times, because it's fun, and I don't know, just expression mostly, because I don't really have anywhere else to express these feelings or whatever. So anyway, that was the last question, so thank you so much for sitting through this. I know it was probably a little bit cringy at times, and I apologize. Especially about the sprinkles. I got really mad about the sprinkles. I'm really sorry. Anyway, thank you, Little Mako, for making this questionnaire. I know you made it like 10 months ago, but this is the one I wanted to do. Sorry. Anyway, I hope you guys are having a great night. It's night here, or... oh my gosh. Did I literally do this again? Have a great night, or... Why do I want to say evening after night every single time I do this? Okay, have a great night, have a great afternoon, have a great morning, whatever fucking time it is where you are. And I'm gonna go to sleep because I am delirious at this point. Bye bye.